At the top of our program, two members of our Michigan congressional delegation were in the Battle Creek area yesterday for a couple of site tours. Democratic Senator Debbie Stabenow and Republican Congressman Fred Upton visited Fort Custer and the VA Medical Center in Battle Creek. Fort Custer is an Army training facility that's being looked at as a potential missile defense site. And current state's Kevin Lavery's been following this. Kevin, it would seem Fort Custer has a very good chance of being selected for this mission.
To be sure, Mark, Fort Custer is one of four sites the Pentagon is considering. At one point, there were about 450 possible locations on the list. This process has been underway for a couple of years now. The goal is to build a defensive missile battery that would shield the eastern half of the United States. There are already some similar facilities on the West Coast, namely in Alaska and California. Michigan is competing against sites in New York, Ohio, and Maine. If it's built here, it's estimated it will create about 300 jobs directly and more than 1,000 indirect jobs. So I spoke with Congressman Fred Upton by phone just after his tour, and I asked him what makes Fort Custer an attractive choice.
Well, there's a number of things. First of all, the Pentagon did an initial culling of their potential sites. The Defense Authorization Bill requires that missile defense sites be established to look out over the north and the eastern part of the United States. The western part is already covered. And so the Pentagon called the list. It was larger before. It is now down to four sites, of which Battle Creek's one of them. And it's literally a $3.5 billion construction development site. We have a lot of advantages. One is the community support, certainly the congressional delegation. On a bipartisan basis, all of us will be here for another visit in about 6 weeks. The local legislators, the county commissioners and others, the governor, Southwest Michigan First, all been very active in promoting the site, which is a good thing, as it does count. Gets points, has merit. As the Pentagon narrows its selection really to one site, which will be done before the end of next year.
So we must really be close then, because there were about 450 potential sites when this process first began, as I understand.
Well, there were a lot of sites, even within the Battle Creek site. Frankly, there are two sites within Fort Custer itself, but they know that there's one site that is better or will score better than the other site. But literally, we're down to Maine, New York, Ohio, and Michigan, and we're the only site here in Michigan.
Well, ever since 9/11, America has been very focused, of course, on counterterrorism planning, which seems to be on a smaller scale than something like what Fort Custer would be repurposed for, an intercontinental ballistic missile attack. Not to downplay the importance of a site like this, but it does seem that this is a bit reminiscent of an older threat, of a Cold War era threat. How is Congress assessing the need for this facility based on the type of threat level that could be in play?
Well, language has been put into both the House and the Senate past versions of the Defense Authorization Act. And we know that North Korea, we know that Iran, obviously Russia, I mean, they all have, they don't have it already, capabilities to launch intercontinental ballistic missiles. This would be a defensive site, no testing done, no warheads here. In essence, it's bullet to bullet, I guess you could say. But it is something that matters as it looks to the defense of the United States, which is why it has enjoyed bipartisan support in both the House and the Senate.
We're talking with Republican Congressman Fred Upton, who represents Michigan's 6th Congressional District. He and a number of other officials, including Senators Debbie Stabenow and Gary Peters, support a plan to create a missile defense site at Fort Custer, an Army facility near Battle Creek. Fort Custer is also being viewed as a site for a new cyber protection squadron. This does sound like 21st century warfare. How would that be structured? What's the cyber protection squadron?
We actually have some cyber capabilities now at Fort Custer, so this would expand that use. Part of it is we have a very educated workforce here in Southwest Michigan. In fact, the studies by the Upjohn Institute have shown that we have perhaps as many as 26,000 folks within a geographic region a veteran with some cyber security training, interest, right levels of education that would be eligible for this. And we've got a top secret facility here. We looked at it a little bit today, and it'll be something that the entire delegation looks at when we come back September 2nd and 3rd as a congressional delegation, really looking at all of our military sites, defense sites within the state, Camp Grayling, as well as the eastern side of the state, as well as here in Battle Creek.
And again, to further explore that point a bit, what would a new facility with more emphasis on cyber protection offer that perhaps is not already there in place at Fort Custer?
Well, this would enhance what we have already and expand. You know, a cyber attack is what we saw probably from within the last couple of weeks. We know that this is a new weapon of choice, and it's something that we have to absolutely be on top of. And that's why we continue to push for cybersecurity, and not only, you know, for protection for our defense installations, but also for the general public as well.
Certainly, I imagine that your colleagues in the other states, Ohio, New York, and Maine, who are advocating for their sites, have their say as well. Are you hearing a lot of opposition to a planned facility at Fort Custer? Are there people who say this is just pork, it's expensive to build, and might even set us up in West Michigan as a potential target?
Well, we believe that this site is very secure. We've got some tremendous advantages that perhaps the other three states in competition do not have. We've got a major interstate literally adjacent to the site. We have a 10,000-foot runway that is being maintained, and again, language in both the Senate and House defense authorization bills maintain that. Again, that's a real plus. Quality of life, people that actually want to live here in Southwest Michigan is a huge advantage. And on the political side, you've got Republicans and Democrats united together saying that this ought to be the site. We've got a number of buildings that are already in place where they can marry together the components to build as many as 30, 40, even 60 different defensive missiles. And remember, there'll be no warheads here. That's not the purpose of a missile defense site. It's literally a bullet hitting another bullet that may be coming our way. So we have some real advantages and cost to the taxpayer as well. The land is pretty much cleared. It's ready to go. The perimeter, the security perimeter is there, and you've got a workforce that is ready to go at it. And we think that with all those factors, we have a very good leg to stand on as we get down to the close of the competition, which will be announced by law before the end of next year.
Right, because as I understand, right now we are nearing the end of an environmental impact assessment. Is that the phase where we
are
now?
That is correct. That is correct, and that'll be done this fall. Comments will be asked. It'll become finalized early next year, and a decision probably announced either mid to late summer next year. Ultimately, it has to be done by January 1st of 2017.
So you and your Michigan colleagues then have your work cut out for you in terms of keeping this on the radar, so to speak, of our new Defense Secretary Ashton Carter. He's only been on the job for about 4 months. So keeping this in the forefront of his mind seems to be one of your priorities, I would think.
Well, it is. And the other thing is, you know, it is unprecedented that our delegation, all of the Republicans and all of the Democrats, are going to take 2 days together later on this summer to visit each of the defense installations within our state. I don't think most states have ever done that either. So we're going to look at the advantages, what's going on, how we can help each other, and obviously look at this site as a real potential, knowing that it's going to get built somewhere in America. We think that we have the advantages, and frankly, the taxpayers ought to be behind us too in terms of what we do.
We're talking with Republican Congressman Fred Upton of St. Joseph. He represents Michigan's 6th Congressional District. When you were in Battle Creek, Congressman, you also toured the VA Medical Center, the issues facing the VA are many and complicated. What are some of your impressions of what you've seen in Battle Creek in terms of patient care, in terms of handling this backlog we've been hearing about in cases over many years?
Well, you know, it's always troubling, the statistics that came out from the VA the last 2 years about some of their facilities around the country. The good news is that in Battle Creek, we haven't seen that. It's really pretty good in terms of wait time, in terms of professionals there willing to take care of our vets. I know for me, literally, I say this all the time, the easiest vote I ever cast is a vote in favor of our veterans. And the Michigan delegation, we're fortunate to have a facility like Battle Creek. They've done some major renovation expansion. They're looking to open up a major new mental health facility literally in the next couple of months. Senator Stabenow and I toured that today, 1,500 employees at this particular site. We want to make sure that our vets are taken care of and taken care of well.
Congressman Fred Upton, a Republican representing Michigan's 6th Congressional District, he and Senator Debbie Stabenow have recently toured the Fort Custer Army facility near Battle Creek, as well as the Battle Creek Veterans Administration Medical Center. Mr. Upton, thank you so much for having time for us today.
You bet. Thanks, Kevin.
For Current State, I'm Kevin Lavery.